You're listening to the audio production of Start With Welcome, The Journey Toward a Confident and Compassionate Immigration Conversation by Bree Stensrud, published by Zondervan and read by the author. A note before we begin, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains discussion questions, QR codes, and pictures, and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. For my sisters in Christ, who keep showing up to love people in the hard and messy margins of life, let's keep going. I'm with you. And to my wonderful family, whose support allows me to say yes to the things God calls me to, I love you. Forward. Over the last couple of years, my idea of what it means to be pro-life has been shattered to pieces. Growing up, pro-life meant that someone was against abortion. As a follower of Jesus, I believe that life begins at conception, and there isn't a circumstance in which that life would not have value. Therefore, I'm a faithful pro-lifer. However, this idea of what it means to be pro-life has been tested for me personally in the last few years. Many circumstances, conversations, and interactions have shown a bright light on how shallow my pro-life narrative was. For me, and maybe many of you, it was all about the unborn. How are we caring for the unborn? What are we doing to make abortion illegal? How do we stop the death of so many unborn children in our country? These were the only questions I heard being asked, and therefore, they were all I thought about when it came to pro-life issues. But then, through various events, I drew closer to other life issues. I began volunteering at a local high school's teen mom program. That's where I saw amazing, strong, beautiful girls who had chosen life for their children. Yes, they were pro-life like me. But though they had made the beautiful decision to carry their babies to term, their lives were very hard, and they needed so much help. By walking alongside them, I saw firsthand that pro-life issues go beyond the child in the womb. Who was looking out for these girls? Where was the help for them now that many of them were single teen moms? As the church, we would celebrate these children not being aborted. But then, what were we doing for these moms? It seemed like we were telling them to pull themselves up by their bootstraps and figure things out on their own. For me, the narrative around being pro-life began to widen. Being pro-life had to include supporting women, too. Our family spent a few years living in an under-resourced neighborhood in Austin, Texas, where I came face to face with people who had struggles in life that I had never had to overcome as a middle-class white woman. Some of them were living in the U.S. with a green card, and some were living without legal documentation. Real people, my neighbors, hardworking men and women who wanted the best for their families. This, too, challenged my single-issue pro-life narrative. Being pro-life had to include supporting my neighbors who were undocumented. A few years ago, I met a college student who was a DACA recipient, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, a program created to help children who were brought to the U.S. by their parents. She said she was worried about her ability to finish nursing school because she wasn't sure what the government would do with her status as a citizen. I had never met anyone in that situation. She had lived in the U.S. almost her whole life and was studying on an academic scholarship, but now she was losing sleep worrying about her future. My proximity to her story widened my pro-life narrative. It had to include supporting DACA kids. In 2019, I was invited to go on a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border with friends from Women of Welcome and World Relief. I was excited and curious. The media was spinning a narrative, politicians were too, and I wanted to see and hear what was really happening with my own eyes and ears. Listening to stories about exhausting journeys to the U.S. to escape unspeakable violence and corruption continued to challenge my narrow view of being pro-life. Leaving El Paso, I was reminded that the life of every single asylum seeker and immigrant matters to God, and therefore, they should matter to me as well. These experiences, plus more that I don't have room for on these pages, have changed my heart about being pro-life. I'm still a pro-life evangelical Christian. That hasn't changed. What has changed is how I define pro-life. I'm still against abortion and believe that every child matters, has value, and should be given the right to life. I also believe that every person
Sample complete. Ready to continue?